Mike has been a resident at the Buffalo Center for Rehabilitation and Nursing since last year.
My knees would just give out, and I just kept falling down all the time, which got to be, you know, not only painful but dangerous at the same time. So that's how I originally wound up in here.
Last month, the nursing home told him his insurance would no longer cover his care. He was given two choices. He could be taken to the City Mission Homeless Shelter or the County Social Services Office downtown. He thought about checking into a motel instead. None of those options were ideal, not only because Mike needs a walker to get around, but also because of COVID-19.
I could be in a motel where there's, you know, that running around all over the place.
So he called the Center for Elder Law and Justice, or CELJ, a Buffalo nonprofit legal agency. A CELJ attorney, Kelly Barrett Sarama, helped him file an appeal with the New York State Department of Health.
We don't know what his exposure would be like, or if he would be, you know, bringing exposure into that place. There's all kinds of risks and just things that we're uncertain about right now. It seems a bit reckless to move forward.
Mike, we've changed his name because he's worried about retaliation, can now stay at the nursing home while his appeal plays out. He's trying to find a handicap accessible apartment in the meantime.
It looked pretty bleak, so I was relieved.
CELJ and other advocacy groups want to ensure no one is forced out of their nursing home during the pandemic. They sent a letter to State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker last month, asking him to suspend involuntary discharges and transfers until the crisis is over. A spokesperson for the Department of Health would only say they're reviewing the letter.
The big issue is the discharge going to be safe?
That's another CELJ attorney, Lindsay Heckler. She says nursing homes are always obligated to discharge residents to a safe place. For those like Mike without a permanent address, that safe place is often a homeless shelter.
This is problematic even before the pandemic, but it's especially problematic now because many residents, especially those who are unfortunately homeless, are at really high risk of contracting the virus and spreading it.
In New York City, more than 270 homeless people have tested positive. But advocates are also concerned about residents being transferred to other nursing homes, as it could spread the virus. Father Baker Manor in Orchard Park decided to test all of its residents last week after just two came down with a fever. Turned out 41 residents had the virus.
Every nursing home in the state and the country should be operating under the assumption that the COVID-19 virus is already in the facility. Without testing every single resident, you don't know, because people can be asymptomatic.
Beyond health, advocates are also worried about due process. Residents have a right to appeal their discharge and get a hearing, but the state's visitor ban means hearings have to be done remotely, and attorneys like Barrett Sarama can't physically be there.
Without the ability for personal or legal advocates to be in the room with resident during their hearing, the resident may face challenges in understanding the proceeding and knowing when it is appropriate to speak up.
In some cases, residents may not even get a proper notice of their discharge. State law mandates residents be given 30 days written notice before they're discharged, but Mike says he was verbally told March 18th he'd have just 6 days to leave the facility.
So really, I'm not really ready. And I just said, well, in so many words, they said that's too bad.
Mike and CELJ have filed a complaint alleging the nursing home initially failed to give him 30 days written notice. Buffalo Center for Rehabilitation and Nursing did not immediately return a request for comment. The state had nearly 300 complaints about nursing home discharges last year, including 26 in the local region. Heckler says nursing homes are now under increased pressure to free up beds so the hospital system doesn't become overwhelmed.
However, they should not be violating residents' rights and safety by really instituting mass discharges.
Advocates say the state still hasn't responded to their letter. Tom Dinke, WBFO News,